Good afternoon. It's Tara Rafter. How are things, lads? We are living in stereo for the next 60 minutes. Hope life is fantastic with you. If you have worries in the world, you know yourself. I hope that they're little ones. Today, we're going to be having the chat around a cool book by a lady called Ruth. Oh my God, I'm trying to pronounce her second name. Soukup. S-O-U-K-U-P. And the book is called Do It Scared: Finding the Courage to Face Your Fears, Overcome Obstacles, and Create a Life That You Love. What's not to love about that, in all fairness? Sounds class, doesn't it? So we're going to have a little bit of a chat around that today. In it, Ruth establishes 7 types of fear that hold us back. So let's see what all of that sounds like, will we? I'm looking forward to spending the next hour with you, as always. It's always good. The vibes are always high. We're going to kick off the show today with a little bit of U2 from the Joshua Tree. This is Where the Streets Have No Name, baby.
Thank you.
So nice. Not a bad way to start the show, in fairness, is it? It's an oldie but a goodie. We're the Streets of No Name from U2, and that's from the album The Joshua Tree. I can't, you know what I mean? You can't fault that song. I love it. The build up all the way through, you can always see the, I can remember the video in my mind where they're playing on the top of a building, and it's sure, it's just amazing. It's amazing. So how is things with you? You're here living in stereo with Tara Rafter. It is a pleasure to be in the chair here on BCRFM, hashtag vocal about local, loving the life, living the tunes, it's all good. Today we have some class tunes from the likes of Niall Horan, James Arthur, Jess Glynn, Katy Perry, Avicii, Hayley Steinfeld. We'll see who we get through, we'll wait for the crack. My show, as always, is very kindly sponsored by Centre Stage Vocal Academy. Always so grateful, lads. Always so grateful. Remember, you can always give us a shout on the text on 087-717-5175. It's always so lovely to hear from you, and it just does me heart good. So let's get into this, will we? So like I said, this is from a book by a lady called Ruth Socop. I really want to get her name right. A bit of a funny one to pronounce. When you see it written down first, you're like, what? But yeah, a book called Do It Scared, Finding the Courage to Face Your Fears, Overcome Obstacles and Create a Life That You Love. So here's the crack. This is what she did. So she surveyed 4,000 adults, herself and a team of researchers and psychologists. And through the research, they found out that there basically is seven different ways in life where fear manifests itself. And she described these as fear archetypes. So we're going to go through the seven of them for the crack. And let's see if you can identify yourself in the seven. What do you reckon? Right. We always learn something on this show, don't we? I feel like, you know, we play the tunes, we have the crack, but there's a lot of learning in there as well. It's kind of like a life a little bit sometimes. I do apologize if you're listening and my voice is croaky. I had, you know, a week where probably the seven fears were exercised. Let me just tell you, in my life. I came back. I'm just in the door from Dublin. My husband graduated today with his degree in mechatronic engineering from Blanchardstown IT. And I was all of the pride. Like, just all of the pride. So it was 2 years of work, and I'm just incredibly, incredibly proud of him. So, you know, if you have someone in your life that's going through something like that, or you're going through it yourself, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And let me tell you, all the hard work and all the pain and all the everything today, it just disappeared. I could see it in the room. There was a massive sense of pride with all the graduates. It was just gorgeous. Like, it was just gorgeous to watch. So here we go. Are you ready? Seven types of fear. Let's go. Number one. The procrastinator. Oh, lads. We all know it. We all know the old procrastination where you're putting things off and pushing them away. So here's what she says about it. The procrastinators often obsess over the end product or outcome of what they are doing instead of it and insist on it being perfect. Like, I can really identify with this. Because of this, they tend to spend too much time planning and researching instead of simply diving in. They hold themselves back from even getting started in the first place. And there's a really cool quote here by psychiatric doctor Alicia Hodge. And she says, you cannot edit or revise something that does not exist. Hodge suggests that setting a deadline for when you're planning and researching in, you make it a period of time. She reckons that if you just keep on setting the deadline and stretching it out and stretching it out and stretching it out, it prevents you from actually getting started. So, you know, realizing that the problem with perfect is that nothing will ever be good enough. She says, set realistic standards and work towards just doing your best. I can really identify with that one. I did a massive project there recently where I launched a book, a goal setting diary for 2020. And I started it probably kind of started brainstorming it in November of last year. And then kind of started putting pen to paper maybe in February of this year. But I mean, lads, procrastination. Don't even talk to me. I was stretching it out and stretching it out and, you know, wanting to meet the graphic designer and knowing the concept in my mind and just kept on putting it off for absolute fear that it might not be good enough or that once it was done that there wasn't a chance that I could revise it. So it was scarier just to put it out in the world than to just keep on putting it off. So see if that one makes sense to you and see if you can identify with it. Let's take a tune, shall we? This is the new one by Niall Horan. Let Niall out. This is called Nice to Meet You. Such a belter.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know, j'adore la mer. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear.
Good man, Niall. It's deadly, isn't it? It's really short, that song. I found that really amazing when I was looking, like, you always have to kind of take note of the time and stuff of the tunes when you're doing this. And it's only like 2 minutes and 39 seconds. But I tell you, doesn't he make an impact in 2 minutes and 39 seconds? Good man, Niall. Belter. So you're here. We're living in stereo. You're with Tara Rafter and we're on BCRFM. Hashtag vocal about local. So nice to be here with you. Make sure you give us an old shout in the text 0877 175 175. My show is, as always, very kindly sponsored by Centre Stage Vocal Academy. And as I always say, Maureen and the crew doing amazing work. Go down there onto their Facebook page or their Instagram and have a look at what they're doing. As always, just completely incredible. So today we are having the chat about seven types of fear. First one was the procrastinator. I could totally identify with that. Could you? The second one is the rule follower. I hadn't really thought about this one until I read about it. So quite literally, this person is dedicated to following the distinct rules and guidelines set by those around them. They're obsessed with always trying to make the right decision despite its potential effect on their own success. Isn't that so interesting? Like, I was trying to think in context about what it would look like or what it would feel like. And it's just someone who's afraid to be wrong, someone who's afraid to, you know, step outside of the boundaries if they've been put in place by someone else. Very consciously always doing what's right, following any protocols or procedures. You might know people like that, you know, in work or in, you know, oftentimes career focused situations. You'll kind of, you get a feel for the rule follower. If it's written down somewhere, they're not going to be, you know, a rebel and do their own thing. The best way, she reckons, to overcome this is by leaning into self-compassion. So basically allowing yourself the opportunity and space that if you do something wrong, that you assure yourself that it's okay. But you can definitely see how, you know, that could manifest as a fear, couldn't you? It's important for you to set your own set of guidelines and principles in terms of what you feel is right. I thought that was really fascinating. It's one of those that you just, you know, it's just one of those things that could be something else that holds you back or has the capacity to hold you back. And it has been named as one of those seven fears. This is a deadly little tune. This is called Lose Control, and it's by Medusa. Let's see what you think of this.
Why do I feel like I'm drowning? Like I'm running out of air. Why do I feel like I'm falling? When I'm nowhere near the edge. Just let me know. Can you be the one to hold and not let me go? I need to know. Could you be the one to call when I lose control?
Like that, isn't it deadly? Medusa, Becky Hill and Good Boys. That was a little bit of Lose Control on BCR FM. You're living in stereo with Tara Rafter and her croaky voice. I apologize. I was afraid I was going to sound like Barrow White when I came on here. It was much deeper and croakier the last few days, but I've been drinking some honey and hot water with some ginger in there and some lemon, taking all of the echinacea, and I've been drinking the ginger. You name it, I have done it. I think my body is screaming at me to slow down. I need to listen to it. That's the stuff I preach, wouldn't you think? Yeah, look, we know. Anyway, come here. Today, we're having the chat about an amazing book called Do It Scared by a phenomenal human called Ruth Soakup. I got your name, Ruth. I got you, girl. And she teamed up with some researchers and psychologists, and she has established 7 types of fear in the world after doing a study on thousands and thousands of people. Really interested in this stuff because fear is, you know, quite the obstacle when we're trying to move forward in the world, isn't it? Has the old hold on you. So the first two that we've had the chat around today is the procrastinator. Sounds like the Terminator. The procrastinator. I'll be back in a few minutes later on after I just do something else because I don't want to go back. Yep. And the rule follower was the second one. Right, the third one. The people pleaser. Oh, who's listening to this now going, oh God, yeah, that's me. So those who have the people pleaser archetype struggle with the fear of being judged and worry most about disappointing others. They have a hard time setting clear boundaries and saying no. Oh, having boundaries often sounds so scary to someone who is used to putting others first. Hodge says, although this often comes from a genuine and thoughtful place, it can lead to you being the last priority. We've had the chat about this before, lads, haven't we? The old people pleasing, it can be something that really jeopardizes your own progression forward in the world. And you can burn out in all areas, career-wise, in a personal capacity, in all of your roles as a parent, as a daughter, as a son, as a brother, as a sister, as a friend, everything. If you're a person that finds it really difficult to say no, the world can feel like it can be like sitting in a pressure cooker. And that is the feeling, and oftentimes that someone who is in that headspace or mindset will experience. And it's really difficult because literally they are feeling like they're pouring from an empty cup all the time, and that the decisions that they're making are not their own, and that yes is out of their mouth before they've even had a chance to consider whether or not it's physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically or spiritually possible. So the people pleaser one is something that I would see and hear a lot when I'm working with people. And oftentimes when it comes up, actually, one of the ways to battle it, and I've definitely talked about this on the show before, is to think about it from the perspective of this, right? Someone asks you to do something. Think about it this way. If I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? So if you ask me to stay late at work and I say yes, what am I saying no to? So I could be saying no to my health, my sleep, spending time with my family, my friends, my own priorities. Maybe it's progression forward in my career. Maybe I just need a rest that day and I'm feeling exhausted. The no's will start to stack up really high as opposed to the yes, but the same applies in reverse. So if I say no to you, you ask me to stay late at work, what am I saying yes to? In that exact moment, I start to say yes to myself. And that whole self-worth piece on the inside starts to be filled back up. Really think about that one for me. It's something that I see and hear all the time, and it can definitely be fear-based. Sometimes it can have its foundations in the past. So, you know, people-pleasing can be a survival mechanism for some people in times in their past. But ask yourself, have you carried it forward into the future, and is it still relevant, or has it become habitual, and is it something that needs to take the old back seat? You know what I'm saying? Let's take another tune, shall we? This is deadly. This is called You. This is James Arthur featuring Travis Barker. Who decided to put those two together? Like, for the win-win, you're going to like this.
Fighting, living, dying. For what? For freedom. That for which men have fought since time began. To be free.
They've been making black and stab and scaring everyone. They've been making you feel like you never did belong. Said and she said, yeah, they say a lot. So many things they just think you forgot. Who you are and what you do and where you're coming from. I just thought I could remind you with this simple song. No bad body language can start to rub off. So we're choosing weapons and hatred, not love, not you. You are in the wilderness, looking for your own purpose. Then you became a screen and see yourself, blow smoke into your mirror till you're mentally unwell. So don't let them catch you with lies and deceit. They can't take your soul or desire for freedom. You are in the wilderness, looking for your own purpose. And you became a be everything that's
said I couldn't be everything that I said I would be. When I picked up a pen and I started to speak, I hear the beat, my melody. I just pour all of my heart in these sheets. I could not just be a star in the street, man. I knew it was different. I had to believe, nowhere to live, nothing to eat. You were so hungry that you couldn't sleep, you couldn't breathe. How could it be? All of this shit was happening to me. I would do drugs, I was a thief, still on the run from the crime of police. You were the mission that's given to me by the powers to be, man. It's
definitely looking for your own purpose. You became a butterfly, I knew you always would. You were in the
Mr. James Arthur on BCRFM. Isn't that gorgeous? That's called You featuring Travis Barker. Oh my God, something about those two voices together. I always say it, when they get it right, when a collaboration is done right, it is absolute gold. You're with Tara after We're Living in Stereo. We're on BCRFM with thanks as always to Centre Stage Vocal Academy. Geniuses, absolute geniuses. Today we are looking through seven types of fear according to the fabulous Ruth Socop and her new incredible book called Do It Scared. So we've had three lads. You listen to me. You staying with me. First one was the procrastinator. Second one was the rule follower. Third one was the people pleaser. Now you ready for number four? You're getting into it. The fourth one is the outcast. Those with the outcast archetype may appear to be fearless on the outside, but on the inside, their biggest fear is rejection. Therefore, they often try to reject others first to avoid being hurt. Now, have a little think about that one. So does it feel like it's you? Does it feel like it's people in your life? Always remember that, you know, tribal root that's in all of us in terms of where we came from all the way back. If you think about evolution and the arrival of humans on the planet, we were born into tribes. And for our survival, there are two things that are necessary. One of them is connection. So to build connection, and the other one is to avoid rejection. So that's a huge one. And in those times when we lived in tribes and caves and stuff like that, it was to ensure our survival, as I said, because the threat in the world was massive. There was the T-Rex was outside waiting. He was, do you know what I mean? Salivating, just hoping that you'd get rejected out of the tribe because he was starved with the hunger and he was just waiting for that moment that he'd have his chance, that you'd be vulnerable and alone, not in your tribe where you probably might not survive. So it was crucial that we, had our place in communities and tribes in order to survive. For some people, that has manifested itself into today's world and again could have its foundations in the past. But, you could sit here and have the chat about that for the whole day from a psychological perspective. But the outcast, their biggest fear is rejection. So Hodge's advice, so this is one of the psychologists that was working alongside Ruth when she was doing all this work. Hodge's advice for the outcast is, take the time to ask yourself if you are focusing on the worst case scenario and what some other alternatives may be. Oftentimes, if you only think about how poor the outcome is, you overlook the benefits of a situation. Giving others a chance can possibly unearth some expected results too. Look for evidence that you can trust others and know that if things don't go well, you are already experienced at ending a situation. It's kind of a deep one, that one, isn't it? When you actually break it down and think about it, because if you have a fear of rejection to the point where you let no one in, you never let yourself really allow people in or push yourself outside of your comfort zone. That old comfort zone, I don't know, it gets a lot of flack and it gets a lot of airtime. But if you are feeling like you're someone that where your fear is based in that archetype of being the outcast, can see how that would have a dramatic impact on your life, can't you? That one is one that would really stop and make you think, you know, and it wasn't one that I really had thought about in terms of fear for people. Very, very interesting. Anyways, listen, we're going to take another tune. This is One Touch by the ever fabulous Jess Glynn. I was lucky enough to get to see her perform before the Spice Girls. Lads, she's unreal live. Unreal.
Promise me you'll catch me when I'm weightless. Hold me close before the crazy come. Until you're done with running, I'll be patient. Cause I know you'll be there. And I never had a plan for this. Everything is what it is. You never hold me back in anything. You didn't even have to try. I made up my mind. And I know you'll be there. With just one touch, you take.
Jessie, a legend. That was Jess Glynn featuring Jax Jones with One Touch, and you're here with Tara Rafter on BCRFM. We're going to do your slow set because I know that you love it. I know that you do. This is Mr. Lewis Capaldi and this is Bruises.
Counting days since my love up and got lost on me. And every breath that I've been taking since you left feels like a waste on me. I've been holding on to hope that you'll come back when you can find some peace. Cause every word that I've heard spoken since you left feels like a hollow street. I've been told to get you off my mind. But I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my Lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water, cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you. yet keep my head from going under. Maybe I'm just being blinded by the brighter side of what we are, because it's over. Well, there must be something in the tide. I've been told to get you off my mind, but I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my Lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder, and if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. It's your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, and I'm tired of being so exhausted. Your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, even though I'm nothing to you now, even though I'm nothing to you now. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder, and if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. There must be something in the water, 'cause every day it's getting colder, and if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under.
Was Lewis Capaldi on BCR FM. Oh my God, he's amazing, isn't he? Like, he's such, if you follow him on Instagram, oh my God, he's such crack on Instagram. He's stone daft. And then when he stands up to sing or he writes a song or anything, like, you're just like, mother of God, Lewis, the talent is just, he's amazing. You're with Tara after we're on BCR FM. How's things with you? The time is flying. We've only 20 minutes left. Sure, look it. I'm flat out with the chat. Today, we're looking at 7 types of fear, according to Ruth Sokup. I got your name, Ruth. This is from her new book called Do It Scared. And she talks about 7 fear archetypes. Archetypes. Deadly word, Ruth. You made that up. Deadly. First one was the procrastinator. Second one was the rule follower. Third one was the people pleaser. Fourth one was the outcast. Number 5. Are you ready? The self-doubter. Yes, queen. This is me. Have I been all of them so far? She said probably have been a bit of all of them, yeah. Right, here's what she says. This archetype is dominated by the fear of not being good enough. Those who self-doubt tend to feel insecure about their capabilities. They can sometimes find it difficult to put themselves out there, or on the flip side, judge others to mask their own fears. Those who self-doubt are often the hardest workers. They put forth a lot of effort to overcome their fear of not being good enough. Kind of feel sad reading that one. Do you know what I mean? 2 reasons. That whole not feeling good enough, that's something I definitely hear a lot when I work with people. And it's something that I have battled a lot myself. You know, it's something, it's like an undercurrent oftentimes when I'm coaching, you can hear it. And anytime I hear it, I call it out because it needs to be said, and the person needs to name it, and then we need to work through it, obviously. But the other part of that I thought was kind of sad was on the flip side, that they judge others to mask their own fears. Sometimes people can be, you know, harsh on others online, in person sometimes. You know, you'd hear things like that. And I always say to people, you know, stop taking your pain out on other people. Y'all, Brené Brown says that as well. but it's the truth. Oftentimes it can be that. It can just be an echo of their own fear, and it just, it gets mirrored onto you. But it hurts. It hurts when someone, you know, tends to use it in a judgment capacity. I know when we talked about judgment before, we said the judgment is never about you. It's always about something that's happening for the other person. But when you're on the receiving end of that stuff, man, it can hurt. She reckons a good way to overcome self-doubt is to step outside your comfort zone every once in a while and take note of the outcome. So when you practice being proactive about your life, you'll be surprised to see just how much you're capable of. 100%. The other thing I would also say about the self-doubt and the I'm not good enoughs is they're not yours, so they're somebody else's. So all of those I'm not good enoughs, you need to give them back. I've done a lot of research and reading and kind of just, you know, I have a big interest in that whole world because, like I said, it seems to be an undercurrent so much in a lot of the work that I do. And it all starts kind of from once you're exposed to the world and you have a capacity to understand your external environment, comparisons, and just kind of either, you know, vocal expression of what someone thinks in relation to you against somebody else. That whole, you know, compare. So this person is here and you're there. And suddenly because you're there and they're here, you feel like you're not good enough. It can happen at school. It can happen at home. It can happen in so many different places. But by Jesus, it has an impact. And when it gets in, it gets a big, big hold on the person. And it's a very, it's a tight grip, and it can be a hard one to let go of, sadly, but it spills into life in so many different ways and it really can hold people back. Okay, let's take another tune. This one is SOS featuring Aloe Black. This is Avicii. Like, do you know what I mean? Winner.
Can you hear me, SOS? Help me put my mind to rest. Two times click and I'm acting low. A pound of weed and a bag of blow. Feel your love pulling me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. I can feel your touch picking me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. We could be more than just part-time lovers.
Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. Nothing.
Katy Perry, Katy Perry. Oh my God, I couldn't help when I was listening to that but think, who is that song about, Katie? I wonder if it's about Russell Brand. And is poor Orlando Bloom listening to that now sweating? That's exactly what I was thinking when I was listening to that song. That was Katy Perry with Never Really Over on BCRFM. You're here with Tara Rafter. We're living in stereo, lads. We're nearly at the end. Today we were looking at the seven types of fear, according to Ruth Sokup from her new incredible book, Do It Scared. Number six, the excuse maker. Oh, who can identify? Those who identify with the excuse maker archetype have difficulty taking responsibility for their life choices and goals. Boom. They need to get themselves a compass. Instead of stepping up to lead every once in a while, they find themselves taking a backseat to avoid accountability. They allow others to make decisions in their own lives. Going with the flow can be tempting because you don't feel responsible for any negative outcomes, Hodge says. The reality of this is that even being passive is a choice. Oftentimes it can be difficult to meet a goal if you're not actively moving in a direction. Girl, you're writing this about me. You need to come see me. And allowing others to make decisions for you is tricky because they may not always value your best interest. Hodge suggests excuse makers try setting small daily goals and sticking with them. And I agree. That is the way past that stuff. Oftentimes I would set people on what I call a procrastination diet. 30 days, you pick one thing per day you've been putting off or making excuses about and you knock it out of the park. And you make a promise to yourself that you're going to do one thing every day for 30 days and you build up that the willpower muscle, lads, because that's a thing, you know, that is a thing. Right, we're going to take another tune. I'm trying to hockey them in before the world ends. This is called Another Place and it is Bastille with Alessia Cara. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
I am bound to you. With a tie that we cannot break, with a night that we can't replace. I'm lost but found with you, in a bed that we'll never make. It's a feeling we always chase. I could write a book about the things that you said to me on the pillow, and the way you think and how you make me feel. You can fill my mind and move my body with the fiction fantasies. Just call us what it is, we don't pretend it's real. So don't make promises to me that you're gonna break. We only ever wanted one thing from this. Don't paint wonderful lies on me to wash away. We only ever wanted one thing from this. Oh, in another place, in another time, what could we have been? Oh, oh, in another place, in another time, what could we have been? In another time, in another place.
I hate that, you know, you can make me feel so small. Can't stop myself from falling back into you. We get so close and you pull yourself away. Maybe we just need a saving, come save me. I could write a book about the things that you said to me on the pillow, and the way you're thinking, how you made me feel. You can feel my mind and move my body with the fiction fantasies. Just call this what it is, we don't pretend it's real. So
Bastille and Alicia Cara, what a tune, lads. What a tune. Isn't it class? Like I said, them two can do no wrong. Okay, we're wrapping it up. We've had a ball. Number 7 is The Pessimist. Finally, the pessimist archetype struggles with the fear of with the fear of adversity and hardship. Due to past or current trauma or difficulties, those who are the pessimist archetype often feel victimized, and sometimes rightly so. But pessimists can tend to look at their hardships as stop signs or a reason to give up. I can identify. What she says is, it's important to practice looking at your hardships as stepping stones or lessons instead of roadblocks. We all go through difficult times. Try to reshape them in your mind to come to a different outcome. So that was your 7 types of fear, according to Ruth Soak Up today from her book, Do It Scared. Try and think about what ones you could identify with, what you felt like was you. Which ones kind of struck a chord with you and they kind of made you stop and think in a different way, maybe, or that you could identify a way that you'd been showing up in the world. It's an interesting way to think, isn't it? We've had a ball. The 60 minutes are gone and they've absolutely flown. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. Thanks a million to BCRFM, hashtag Vocal About Local, Ballinac Community Radio, for having me, as always. And thanks to Maureen and the crew from Centre Stage Vocal Academy. If you have any thoughts or comments on today's show, please shoot me an old message to 0877-175-175. It's always so lovely to hear from you. Tomorrow in your world is Sunday Magic Sunday. Make sure that you get your prep done for the week. plan your meals, get your workouts, see what you're going to do for your mind and your body, because it's going to need your help for the week. And try and get organized if you can today and tomorrow for the week ahead. Your Wednesday self, as I always say, will thank you. I really enjoyed that, actually. That was very interesting. So what we're going to do now is we're going to wrap it up with a beautiful tune. I heard this song, where did I hear it? Oh, when I was surfing through the music channels. I sometimes do that on Instagram, Greg Crack. The messages to be hilarious. And I found this tune and it's an absolute belter. Ella Henderson was someone who won X Factor. Did she win it? Actually, I'm not really sure. But I know she was on X Factor a few years back and her voice is just incredible. So she has teamed up with Jax Jones, and this is her song and his song together at the moment, called This Is Real. And this is just an absolute belter of a tune. You mind yourself until I get to have the chat with you this time next week. And hope your worries are little ones and that your week is a good one. Mind yourself, and I look forward to chatting to you soon. Be good.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.